outside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
August the 16th, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. Oh, what a day it was again. Someone just arriving on the scene today looking at the closing prices for the Dow wouldn't know that there was a bloodbath going on during the course of trading today. Dow Jones Industrials closed down 15 points at 12,845. NASDAQ off 7 at 2,451. S&P 500 up almost 4.5 points at 1,411. What those prices don't tell you was the Dow at one point in the day was down 343 points. The NASDAQ was down 70 points. There was blood in the streets. There was panic everywhere. According to the Associated Press, Wall Street pulled off a dramatic late session turnaround to close mixed Thursday after bargain hunters, lured by weeks of massive declines, came back to the stock market. Dow Jones Industrial Averages were down more than 340 points in afternoon trading, ended the day with just a loss of 15. Yahoo! last hour of trading, once again, proved to be the pivotal point. Who stepped in and decided that everything was a bargain and to buy, buy, buy? Who knows? The usual suspects come to mind. Needless to say, the only thing that was in the green for a small part of the day was the U.S. dollar. Everything was in the red. Liquidations across the board. In fast declining markets, as we have seen over the last few days, nothing, I repeat, nothing is safe. As a matter of fact, the ironic thing was people sought safety in, yes, the U.S. dollar. Needless to say, selling took a heavy toll on gold and silver. Gold in New York closed down $20.90 to end the day at $648.50. Gold had a trading range from $666 to $641. Silver was trounced today, to put it mildly, losing 9% of its value, closing down $1.13 at $11.50. Silver had a trading range today from $12.48 early this morning to $11.15 just before close. Platinum off $34 at $1,234. Palladium off $15 at $335. As you can imagine, gold, well, facts are gold closes and silver closes and metals complex close long before Wall Street made its turnaround. So the question is, how are the metals reacting in Asian trading? Well, we'll have that good news for you when we return.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Shed the clothes that become my skin. See a lie that burns within my meeting. I wish I'd chosen.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Thursday. Well, the action is decidedly different in Asian markets. People seeing that the selling today in the noble metal was way overdone. Gold currently up $4.60 at $653.40. Silver up 41 cents at $11.86. Platinum off $7 at $1,227. Palladium up a buck at $3.36. Crude oil was all over the place today, 1 point off $2, ended up closing up 40 cents at $71.40. As we mentioned, U.S. dollar index was marginally stronger during the early part of the trading session, then turned negative, ended up down 11 basis points at 81.72. As many analysts were analyzing what went on today, what caused the panic in the market, was the unwinding of the yen carry trade, which definitely made another huge move today. Traders that previously borrowed cheap yen to buy other high-yielding assets have been forced to sell those assets, which seems to be pretty much everything, and buy back their previously borrowed yen. The end result was a strengthening yen and a weakening stock, gold, oil, and all other assets for that matter. Indiscriminate selling, forced liquidations, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, call it whatever you want, but as irrational as it seems, the biggest and the best gainers this year were sold most aggressively today, as many were forced to raise cash for a variety of reasons, most notably margin calls. The catalyst for this move was, of course, further credit worries. Countrywide's bankruptcy rumors from yesterday spread to today as they borrowed the entire $11.5 billion available in a bank credit line to fund its operations. Poor economic data and rumors that a hedge fund may collapse certainly didn't help things, but rumors of a possible emergency Fed rate cut seemed to calm the markets and take them well off their lows by the end of trade. By the way, Federal Reserve Bank today thought it would be rather wise to inject $17,000 million into the market. What can we expect tomorrow? Well, that's a good question. It's Friday. It's options expiration day. All bets are off. Economic data for tomorrow. Housing starts. Let's see. Tomorrow brings us... We don't have housing starts. That was today. Nobody paid any attention to it. They expected 1,405. They got 1,381. Building permits, they expected 1,400. They got 1,373. Tomorrow, all we've got is the August Michigan sentiment, which is expected to come up at 88.5. There's no question. The sell-off in the metals today was predicated by the need to raise cash. This is what a lot of people don't understand in these fast markets that we're in. There's a lot of investment vehicles out there. There's a whole myriad of products out there that people can invest their money in. The question is, when things turn bad and turn bad quickly, and one has to raise capital in order to protect one's position, what are the only assets one can sell quickly and raise hard cash? Well, the facts are the facts, my friends. You can't sell CDs to do that. You can't sell stocks to do that. You can't sell anything except gold and silver. There's a reason why gold and silver get hammered every time. They're the most liquid assets. It's the first thing people sell in order to raise needed cash in a hurry. According to CBS Market Watch, gold futures tumbled 3% Thursday in a broad commodity sell-off, coming under heavy pressure amid a global stock rout fueled by deepening troubles in the credit and subprime markets. You're facing a serious and underappreciated global liquidity crisis, Zachary Oxman, senior trader at Wisdom Financial. In an email comment to clients, he said, "This is a serious problem and it's time for the powers that be to recognize the size and scope of this issue and step in." An epidemic, Oxman said. Right now, parties are all running for the door to get any and all cash they can possibly get on their books to cover calls and redemptions. Just a quick reminder, redemptions, big word. It means I want my money, which the response is, you can't have it. And whenever that happens, people get wiggy. Don't ask me why. Why do people get so nervous when they can't get their money? You are seeing a global liquidation of all markets, regardless of market trend, Oxman said. Gold, crude oil, grains, softs, everything is getting hit and will continue to do so until the market is able to purge the subprime nightmare that we are living in right now. Well, as yours truly has said on a number of occasions, what we have simply done is put a Band-Aid on an axe wound. The patient is still bleeding profusely, and today we just added a few more Band-Aids. There is a lot more pain to come. Just how bad the pain is going to be, your guess is as good as mine. I don't have a line on this in any way, shape, or form. I'm just a casual observer who watches this stuff on a consistent basis, and each and every day I'm more amazed than the next day as to what is going on. Trying to calm the frayed nerves today, William Poole, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, said there's no sign that the subprime mortgage rout is harming the broader U.S. economy, and an interest rate cut isn't yet needed. I don't see any impact as yet on the real economy or on the inflation rate, he said in an interview in the bank's boardroom. Obviously, there could be an impact, but we have to rely on some real evidence. Barring a calamity, there's no need to consider an emergency rate cut, Poole said. You know, you'd be hard-pressed to say today wasn't a calamity, but anyway. His comments were the first by a Fed official since the U.S. Central Bank joined counterparts in Europe and Asia to inject emergency funds after a surge in money market rates. The Fed has added $71,000 million of reserves in the past five trading days. Poole said businesses have maintained their hiring and investment plans, and banks have sufficient capital to weather the credit market turmoil. The St. Louis Fed chief stressed that the best course is for policymakers to assess the latest economic data when they meet next September the 18th. The comments contrast with the certainty that traders put on a rate cut next month. As a matter of fact, some traders thought this week. If the data confirms the market's view that the economy is sagging, we'll have to decide whether to share that view, said Mr. Poole, who votes on the rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee. He cited the monthly jobs, retail sales, industrial production reports as key gauges he'll be watching. Well, they've all come out. Mr. Poole came out, together with the Secretary of the Treasury, and said, the fundamentals are still in place, and America is enjoying one of the best economies the world has ever seen. These little blips are just corrections in an ongoing bull market. As all traders today seem to echo the same spin line, well, we've had a 10% correction, that's normal, in an ongoing bull market, echoing the sentiments of one Larry Kudlow. It seems as though all these people get on the same page and all have the same talking points. What else are you going to say when the patient is bleeding profusely? Don't worry, you are going to live. well, your guess, as I said, your guess is as good as mine on what's going to transpire. I do know one thing, and the one thing I do know is that
Hi, this is John Savage.
When you get into these kind of situations, the human condition plays a huge part. You cannot predict or anticipate human emotion. And sometimes human emotion can get the best of you. Today was a case in point. Today it was no logic, no thought process other than let me get out of the door before the next guy gets out of the door.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The world today seems absolutely crackers. With nuclear bombs to blow us all sky high. There's fools and idiots sitting on the trigger. It's depressing and it's senseless, and that's why. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They only come up to your knees, yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. There's 900 million of them in the world today. You'd better learn to like them, that's what I say. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. They come from a long way overseas, but they're cute and they're cuddly and they're ready to please. I like Chinese food. The waiters never are rude. Think of the many things they've done to impress. There's Maoism, Taoism, I Ching and chess. So I like Chinese. I like the Chinese people too. They're Zen, they're ping pong, they're yin and yang. I like Chinese thought, the wisdom that Confucius taught. If Darwin is anything to shout about, the Chinese will survive us all without any doubt. So I like Chinese.
like Chinese. They only come up to your knees. Yet they're wise and they're witty and they're ready to please. All together.
Wow, I jump around. Wow, I jump around. Wow, I jump around. Ni hao ma, ni hao ma, ni hao ma, zai jian. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. Their food is guaranteed to please. A 14, a 7, a 9, and like cheese. I like Chinese. I like Chinese. I like their tiny little trees. Their zen, their ping pong, their yin and yangies. I like Chinese.
Due to popular demand, don't ask me why, we've got more requests to play that song in its entirety than any other song, and I have a couple of songs up there that have serious meaning about life and death, but yet, I Like Chinese, it seems to be the big winner on the Bub Music charts. And you should get to like Chinese because they're going to be the new masses sometime soon. Don't know when, but it seems pretty evident that something is going on to upset that apple cart. I guess this week we are now petrified of Chinese products in case they contain lead. Lead is it's a toxic metal. And like many other toxic things out there, you will only get sick if you eat it. I still can't believe the hysteria that the media. It's telling parents that there's almost like a nuclear radiation in their children's play box. What is the point of morning television anyway? I watch morning television sometimes, and it's completely meaningless. But on every single morning television show this morning, and I'm not talking national, I'm just talking local morning television shows, it was, if people weren't panicked about the market, this morning they were panicked about what sort of made-in-China things that they had in their house that had contaminated lead. I even heard some commentator saying that it's advisable to get everything that is stamped made in China and dispose of it immediately because it's toxic and it could kill your children. Have you tried to run around your house and find out stuff that's not made in China? Who knows how this whole insane thing is going to work out. The whole lead fiasco was started with in the 70s with it's like Rachel Carson, the DDT thing. Somebody came up with an idea, some lawyer more than likely, when some kid got sick and they found out that he'd been eating paint chips because his parents were too stupid and dumb to feed him nutritional food, ended up getting sick. Some lawyer found it and said, paint, lead. Those evil paint companies want to kill our children. And before you know it, you had a major malpractice lawsuit going on. Everybody became petrified of lead in paint. Another boogeyman. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
On this Thursday, tomorrow's going to be very interesting. You know, for the past 2 weeks, we've been enamored by, obviously, the collapsing financial markets, and for most part, it's been very good for this administration, because, quite simply, all the bad news about what's going on in the Middle East is no longer on the front pages of American newspapers. Isn't it funny how our priorities change when things sort of start getting closer to home, like affecting what happens in our pocketbook? It's a reason why a large majority of people are still confused about the military operations that are going on in Iraq. We learn now that General Petraeus's report, much anticipated by many, that's coming out on September the 15th, is nothing more than a report that was written by the White House, more than likely Kenneth Pollack, the man who wrote the piece in the New York Times, will most probably have a hand in scripting the Petraeus report. It's not going to be anything that Mr. Petraeus says. And Lord knows they're not going to tell the truth about the situation that is going on in Iraq. Before, and this is not one of those I told you so many years ago, but before, long before, this administration was starting to beat the war drums, I did many radio shows talking about why I was opposed to wars. And it is simply based on my own personal experience. Now, I don't want you to think for a single second that the experiences that I had fighting in a bush war in the 70s is anywhere close to what American kids are facing in Iraq today. Without question, they are facing something to me would be a nightmare. My military experience consisted of running around the bush, chasing after insurgents, if you will, that were bent on simply killing innocent civilians. They never wanted to confront military personnel. It was always a hide-and-seek, hide-and-destroy missions that we were on. And the few times that I was on the receiving end of angry lead, I wasn't your so-called brave soldier. It is very true what people say is you won't find atheists in a foxhole, because when you're in those kind of situations, you're not thinking of king and country. You're not thinking of anything else but saving your butt and saving your buddy's butt. Everything else is inconsequential. When you take kids from farm fields in Iowa and you stick them through 6 weeks of basic training and you throw an M16 in their hand and you send them to far-off countries to fight questionable wars, you should expect bad things to happen. You can't put good people in bad positions and expect good things to happen. You put good people in bad positions, bad things are going to happen. The battlefield will change whoever you are. You could be the most mellow person in civilian life that anybody could come across, but when you are put in situations of life and death, good people change. There are numerous reports that the media touts on a regular basis talking about atrocities committed by American personnel in Iraq. It's easy for us thousands of miles away to judge the morality of what soldiers do in a time of war. Unless you have walked in their shoes, you cannot criticize their actions in any way, shape, or form. But wars have a tendency to warp the minds of 19-year-olds. 19-year-olds in today's world are a lot different to the 19-year-olds that fought in World War I, 19-year-olds that fought in World War II, even the 19-year-olds that fought in Korea. These were people that were fighting a war that they felt was a just war, fighting for all the right reasons. And when they came home, their war experiences, although not dissimilar from the experiences that kids face in Iraq today, it was a different generation where they sucked it up and got on with life, but still dealt with the demons for the rest of their lives, of the experiences that they saw, the smells from the battlefield. And for many years after those events, smells, sounds, flashbacks would happen. Some people could handle it, some couldn't. Vietnam, we saw the true cost of what happens to the psyche of vets when they return home after experiencing combat. If you've known a vet, or even if you are a vet, you know what I'm talking about. Your personality changes. Your friends don't recognize you anymore. You are a changed person. And you are never a changed person for the good. And so to the lead up to the Iraq war, I spoke about the psychological impact that war has on 26-year-olds, unlike the rah-rah-rah Hollywood version of Audie Murphy, that war is a glorious test of manhood. It is not. It is 19-year-olds fighting and dying for the pleasures of old guys who never fought in wars, but think that somehow they can achieve some political objectives by sending 19-year-olds to die for political causes, not because their country was attacked in any way, shape, or form. A report out today says Army soldiers committed suicide last year at the highest rate in 26 years, and more than a quarter did so while serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, according to a new military report. The report obtained by the Associated Press ahead of its scheduled release today found that there were 99 confirmed suicides among active duty soldiers during 2006. That's up from 88 the previous year, and the highest number since 102 suicides in 1991 at the time of the Persian Gulf War. The suicide rate for Army has fluctuated over the past 26 years, from last year's high of 17.3 per 100,000 to a low of 9.1 per 100,000 in 2001. Last year, Iraq was the most common deployment location for both suicides and attempts, the report said. 99 suicides included 28 soldiers deployed to two wars and 71 who weren't. About twice as many women serving in Iraq and Afghanistan committed suicide, as did women not sent to the war, the report said. Don't get me started on women in the military. Preliminary numbers for the first half of this year indicate the number of suicides could decline across the service in 2007, but increases among troops serving in the wars, officials said. The increase for 2006 came as Army officials worked to set up a number of new and stronger programs for providing mental health care to a force strained by longer-than-expected war in Iraq and the global counterterrorism war entering its sixth year. You cannot. I don't care how good you are, or how smart you are, or what degrees you have behind your name. You cannot put together a program for providing mental health care for those afflicted by their experiences in war. These are memories, these are images, these are smells that will haunt these people for the rest of their life. Yes, you can put a Band-Aid on it. Let me tell you, the stronger programs providing mental health care, you know what that is? You know, that's Army speak for give him Prozac. Put him on some psychotropic drug. Dull his memory. War has consequences that are far-reaching. It is not only the 160-odd thousand current troops in Iraq that are going to be affected, but if you look at the deployments and you add up the numbers, it's in excess of 1 million people have rotated in and out of Iraq since this war began. Yes, I'm including contractors. Contractors suffer just the same as troops in the battlefield. They have the same psychological problems when they come home. War is a very destructive means. That is why there's always been an adherence to the just war theory. In other words, war's only justified when when a nation's borders are violated. That is the only time there's a just war theory. These preemptive strikes in order to make America safe are the most asinine arguments I've ever heard in my entire life. And the people that made those arguments should be drawn and quartered. When I say a million people have rotated in and out, it's not only the people that witnessed the action. It is obviously their family, their friends, that are affected by it. Ultimately, this war will have severe consequences for millions of Americans. For those who served and those who didn't serve, but for those who know. It is almost unbelievable to think, and I've said this many times, and if I repeat myself, I'm sorry, but in this enlightened age, where we have access to some of the finest minds on the planet and the ability to look back at the writings of other learned leaders in the past. War is the most barbaric way for countries to settle their disputes. Wars usually are supported by those people who are inept and lacking in morality. They do not have morality. And the people that are more insidious are the people who wrap themselves in the cloak of Christianity and justify the war based on a Christian belief system, such as the end of times theologies. Right now you have dispensationalists that are poisoning the minds of America's military youth by convincing them that it is written in the Bible that it is their duty to go to the Middle East and kill all the Muslims. It is part of the theory of Mr. Hagee and the rest of the dispensationalists out there. Unfortunately, good Christians have been captivated by this insidious disease called dispensationalism. And it is amazing to me how many people have bought into that theology without doing their due diligence or their homework to verify whether or not it is legit, or whether it's just more hype. I saw a story earlier today that almost knocked me over, and I'm not an expert in scripture in any way, shape, or form. But apparently there's a television station that is reporting that clergy are being encouraged by various government officials to educate their flock about Romans 13. A quick perusal of Romans 13, one would be left with the conclusion that the Bible says that we have to revere government. We have to obey dictates from government. And as I said, I'm no biblical scholar, but I can see BS when I see BS. And Romans 13's interpretation that has been taken is obviously another part of the Scofield Reference Bible, because in no way, shape, or form does Romans 13, when taken in its true context, say that we should be subservient to any government in any way, shape, or form. It will be a topic of discussion next Wednesday with Chuck Colson, Straight Gate Ministries. It was our guest yesterday. And that will be the discussion, in part, next week. And we'll dissect Romans 13 and see whether or not, and find out who these people are that are trying to convince the flock out there that in times of martial law, that you have to adhere to the dictates of some Yahoo bureaucrat government official. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
War began on March 2003. 3,700 kids have died. We will not include the ones that have been maimed and severely disfigured over that period. If you add in the number of contractors that have died, you've got a death toll since March of 2003 of probably 6,000 Americans have died in order to make us safe. 6,000 mothers have lost their sons. 6,000 fathers. Sisters have lost brothers. Brothers have lost sisters. Friends have lost friends. And for what purpose? Have we achieved any of the objectives? Is the world a safer place now than it was before September the 11th, 2001? Are the sacrifices of 6,000 kids worth where we are today? And what is going to come out of this Petraeus statement written by flunkies at the White House who most probably never even got into a fist fight, let alone into dealing with a war situation? I don't know. And you wonder why the stock market is imploding? You wonder why the world is collapsing right before your very eyes? These are all interrelated, interconnected. Because going to war was never about weapons of mass destruction. Going to war was never about promoting democracy in the Middle East. Going to war was dictated by Israel. See, and that's a big taboo. You can't bring that subject up. 6,000 Americans have died because somebody wanted to put forward a program that has absolutely no understanding of America's founding. Jealousy, greed, and money are the reason why 6,000 kids are dead. Another 20,000 are walking around without various body parts. All because of Israel. Till tomorrow. See you, bye.
It's true.